something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. You know, in our country, apology is a currency. And I tell people, don't use apology as a currency. Ah, but I've apologized. They think that they have bought the forgiveness with apology. But I've apologized, haven't I? I said, I'm sorry. Have I not said it? So they think that once they have presented that apology, they ought to get their money's worth. You get it? You know, the apology ought to get for them whatever it is they wanted. He came late. And I said, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. And the man says, no, you're not entering. Sorry now. Because he's surprised. After saying sorry. Because to him, his apology is a currency. He has presented the currency for purchase. So give me my commodity. I paid. In Europe, when you say you are sorry, you go back. I'm very sorry for coming late. I'll make sure I don't do that next time. You go. In Nigeria, you say, I'm sorry, then you wait. I said, I'm sorry. You are still waiting. Say you are sorry and go. See, but we've been raised to think that apology is a currency. We are wrong. See, growing up wrong. That's why sometimes we don't know when we've done something wrong. We are not even sure. And when we're punished for doing something wrong, we think that other person who is punishing us is too strict. He's harsh. He's wicked. The man says, the gate is locked. You are supposed to come at 8. Sorry, you can't enter. Very wicked man. You see, that's their response. Very wicked man. That's in Nigeria. You're not allowed to do your job. Say, wicked man. Because he took actions against you. Even the judge in the court of law, when the judge has passed the sentence, the family members of the accused say, wicked man. Can you imagine what he said? Wicked man. Gave him life imprisonment. Ha ha! Wicked. They don't see the law. They see the judge as a person. If they could beg him there, they would. But the lawyer says, you can't talk. I talk for you. Say, Trying to get the judge's attention. See, it's a society. We've been raised that way. And it's so terribly wrong. So, so wrong. We have to change our way of thinking. So, Jesus said to her, one thing is needed. One thing is needful. One thing is necessary. And Mary has gotten it. And it will not be taken away from her. What is this one thing? Well, the Bible says that Mary was sitting at the feet of the Master, listening to his teaching, listening to his word. She was listening to the Master. She was in the presence of the Master, listening to him. What food do you want to prepare, Martha? He fed 5,000 men. The women and the children were not counted. He fed them with a little boy's lunch. Why don't you sit at his feet and let him fix the food for you? She wants to impress him. Ask the disciples where Jesus got fish from. They were fishing. And he said, children, do you have any? No, we haven't caught anything. He said, cast your net on the other side of the boat and you shall find. And they did it. They enclosed a multitude of fishes. John said to Peter, it's the master. They got out of the water. And then he said, bring some of the fish you caught. And they went to Jesus and found him preparing fish. They met him preparing fish. And he said, bring some of those ones. Because he wanted them to compare them. The miracle fish from his word and the one from the water. How will you impress the creator of the universe? What do you want to do to impress him? Even our prayer has become work. If you're not sweating, you don't think he has heard you. Then when you are now sweating, you think, yes. You know, we can't even pray to God simply anymore. If you haven't lost your voice in prayer, you don't think you've started. Can we impress him that way? No. No. So why are you suffering when you should be enjoying your life? You know, some people, they say that, don't put all your effort in your work. Find some time to go to the beach or go to the cinema or take a walk or go window shopping. All of those things don't necessarily bring you joy. You can have joy in anything. You don't have to wait till Saturday. Say, no, my Saturday is reserved for me. It's my special day of cooling off. Off what? Off your frustration of Monday to Friday. You see, such people don't enjoy their lives when they can actually enjoy every moment. Enjoy every day of their lives. And be happy about what you do. Take pleasure in yourself. Relish the moment. Right? Yeah. Yesterday we read it. That he gives us richly all things to enjoy. You enjoy them. Enjoy those things. This thing that you wore. Did you have time to look at it in the mirror? And said, Lord, thank you for this shirt. Wow, this looks nice. Did you have time to appreciate yourself? Then when you come to work and nobody sees what you are wearing, say, they don't even know what I'm wearing. But you didn't see it yourself. You didn't even see it. You didn't see it. So start learning to enjoy your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It's time. time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, you act your faith. We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Gounderbology One, Mini-Mode Carrefour Cote d'Azur. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m., and Friday by 6 p.m. for inquiries or to share your testimony with us. Please call +237-676-278-413 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.